This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A showdown brews between the Trump administration and Democrats in Congress over access to a whistleblower's reported complaint about conversations between President Trump and a foreign leader. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump on Twitter denies saying anything inappropriate, but the administration has also reportedly ordered the intelligence community to withhold the substance of a whistleblower complaint from members of Congress. The government's intelligence watchdog said the blocked complaint is serious and urgent, but would not give details behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee. The committee chairman says withholding the complaint from Congress is an unprecedented departure from the law. The Washington Post reports the complaint stemmed from a call in which President Trump made a promise to a foreign leader. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. is weighing a response to Iran for the strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry. AP's Ed Donahue.
Iran's foreign minister says a U.S. or Saudi Arabian attack on Iran would set off an all-out war. In Abu Dhabi, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says diplomacy is the way to work this out.
While the foreign minister of Iran is threatening all-out war to fight to the last American, we're here to build out a coalition aimed at achieving peace.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Iran can't get away with this.
Restoring deterrence is going to require a military response that will create some amount of pain so they'd be less likely to do this again. And to me, it's not an all-out war scenario unless Iran wants it to be.
Iran's foreign minister says they will have a lot of casualties, but they won't blink to defend their country. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda drenched southeast Texas, forcing more than 1,000 rescues and evacuations because of rising floodwaters. Imelda is largely targeting the state of Houston, the city of Houston.